In this bulletin, President Joe Biden condemns a court ruling which enables US states to ban abortion. Foreign Minister Penny Wong to embark on her second trip to Southeast Asia since being sworn in. And in sport, the Matildas prepare to take on Spain and Portugal in vital friendly matches. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has described the US Supreme Court decision to wind back women's abortion rights as incredibly upsetting. The US Supreme Court on Friday voted to end constitutional protections allowing the right to abortion that have been in place for almost 50 years, since the famous 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The move, which was carried by 5-4 in America's highest court, is expected to lead to bans on abortion in about half the nation's 50 states. Ms. Ardern compared the move with New Zealand's 2020 decriminalisation of abortion. US President Joe Biden says he will do all in his power to protect abortion rights. He urged women seeking abortion to travel to states that are moving to legalise it.
The poor women are going to be hit the hardest. It's cruel. In fact, the court laid out state laws criminalising abortion that go back to the 1800s as rationale. The court literally taking America back 150 years. This is a sad day for the country, in my view.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong will tomorrow depart for a second trip to Southeast Asia since being sworn in. Ms. Wong will visit Vietnam and Malaysia. In Vietnam, she'll meet the country's president, prime minister, and foreign minister, with a focus on climate change, cooperation, trade and investment, and Australia's support for Vietnam's recovery from COVID-19. Ms. Wong will also return to her former home of Sabah on Borneo Island, which she says will be a great honour in Malaysia. It comes as Australia, New Zealand, the United States, Japan and the United Kingdom launch an informal group aimed at boosting economic and diplomatic ties with Pacific Island nations. The group, dubbed Partners in the Blue Pacific, will seek to support Pacific regionalism and strengthen economic ties between the Pacific Islands and the rest of the world. The Victorian government has chosen its new frontbench ahead of November's state election. Jacinta Allen will be the new Deputy Premier, and Colin Brooks, Lizzie Blandthorn, Steve Demopoulos, Sonia Kilkenny and Harriet Schring will be the new ministers. Replacements were required after senior ministers James Molino, Martin Foley, Martin Pakula and Lisa Neville announced they'll retire at the election. Premier Daniel Andrews claims the changes have come so quickly and seamlessly because the government is not focused on itself.
When I came to this place 20 years ago, or when Jacinta came to this place 23 years ago, we weren't the Premier and Deputy Premier. Like, people had to move on in order for us to get all the different opportunities that we've got to build experience, to build skills and knowledge. And it's why depth is so important. And it's why announcements made yesterday, replacements chosen today. Like, this has been an orderly, professional, seamless process because we know that it isn't about us. It's about the people that we serve.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Hong Kong next week to mark the 25th anniversary of China taking control of the city. China took control of Hong Kong affairs on the 1st of July 1997 after 156 years of British rule. Xi Jinping will attend the inaugural ceremony of the new Hong Kong government, where John Lee will take over from Carrie Lam as the city's new leader. The visit will also be Xi Jinping's first trip outside mainland China since January 2020. A 47-year-old woman has been charged with attempted murder after a shooting in northwest of Hobart. A 74-year-old man is in critical condition in Royal Hobart Hospital following what appears to have been an incident involving the woman at a residence in New Norfolk. The woman was arrested at the scene and a firearm was recovered. The man received gunshot and stab wounds. The man and the woman are known to one another, and police say there is no threat to the wider community. And in sport, Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson has called on his players to relish the chance to take on the world's best when they face Spain tomorrow morning. The match will be the first ever women's international match between the two countries, with Sam Kerr, Steph Catley, Alana Kennedy, Caitlin Ford, Kaia Simon and Mary Fowler among the players rested. Gustafsson says it's a chance for other players to seize the moment.
Someone asked me, why are you playing such a tough opponent when you don't have all your best players available? Well, I think it's a great opportunity to actually play one of the best teams in the world with that roster to get answers, because otherwise we might lie to ourselves and just play a lower ranked team. And I've said it so many times, you all know that, like, tough schedule is key for us. European opposition is key for us. We've never played Spain before.
The Matildas will also take on another European powerhouse in Portugal on Wednesday. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.